Big brother, hello? Are you up yet? Come on, you promised you'd be up early so we can spend the entire day playing D&D instead of everyone doing other things. Big brother, good morning!
Oh, well, good morning, little brother. I see that Kate has finally awoken the Sleeping Beauty. What? You know I have to mess around. Come on. Morgan is already setting up in the living room. Yeah, I know it's only 7:32 a.m., but you made us all promise, including yourself. Today is nothing but D&D from sunup till sundown. So now that Mom and Dad are on vacation, we can actually do it.
Come on, big brother. Let's go. I call the beanbag chair.
Ah, the others are finally here. I've been ready to play for hours now. Come on, little brother. You can sit next to Skylar this time.
Are you guys gonna take it easy on the newbie? I've been wanting to play forever.
Of course we will. They taught me how to play. I'm sure they can teach you too, Nancy.
Now that everyone's here, let's get started. After weeks of adventuring through ancient tombs, deadly forests, and pitch-black caves filled with undead minion hordes, your party was successful in helping a guardian dethrone the evil king, Zelroth. He had terrorized the good people for years, and in doing so, the guardians of the realm were able to destroy the portal that allowed evil spirits to enter this plane. But has the king been vanquished once and for all? Will he rise up to take back his throne, which you three have stolen from him? Only time will tell. What do you guys think?
Holy shit! That gave me goosebumps. I'm so ready to take on whatever comes our way.
I agree. That story was fucking awesome, Skylar.
Are we supposed to react or...
Just listen for a bit. Here, let me help you with your character.
Aw, you're so sweet, Kate. But you're not getting any extra points for saying that. Just brownie points.
Damn it. That was supposed to get me a free loot roll.
What about you, little brother? What do you think about that?
Aw, that was the sweetest one. You guys are the best siblings a girl could ask for. So, shall we sally forth? Okay, so now since the king is gone, you three need to rest. You head back to town. Oh, damn. Okay. Once you get to town, the young and beautiful innkeeper walks up to you, little bro, and she says, "Thank you so much. I will allow you all to stay here whenever you want, for as long as you want. All free of charge for you noble heroes." Once you get back to your rooms, you completely pass out for like 2 days. I need each of you to make a roll. Normal d6 will do.
Oh, I got a 4.
I got a 3. Is that good?
You shit dice. I got a fucking 1.
And little brother got a 6. Nice job. You might just get something special. Okay then. Kate, you wake up still really tired, so all of your rolls will be at a disadvantage, but all of your hit points and mana get refilled. Nancy, you wake up and you do get all of your hit points back and your mana, but no bonuses to your rolls. Morgan, you wake up feeling good. Still a bit sore, but nothing that you can't handle. Go ahead and refill your hit points, mana, and add a +2 to your initiative for feeling refreshed. Now then, little bro, what shall we do for you? I know. As the sun slowly peeks through the windows, you open your eyes. You are about to move when you notice other movement right next to you. As you look over, you realize that this is a person. Not just anyone, but the young and beautiful innkeeper.
Ooh, little brother got some.
What? Why couldn't I wake up to a hot guy in my bed?
Or a hot girl?
Because you rolled the lowest of the low. Maybe try rolling better next time. Okay, back to our story. Now that you notice her there, what are you going to do? What? You just want to try and get out of bed? You aren't gonna, like, take advantage of her? This is the perfect woman that is naked in your bed and you don't want to fuck her? Fine. Make a roll, I guess. As you start to get out of bed slowly, a hand grabs your arm and pulls you back down on the bed. Where are you going, you naughty boy? The innkeeper smiles at you. Last night was amazing. Who knew you could make a woman climax so many times?
What the fuck? Don't you think this is a little inappropriate?
It's all in good roleplay and fun, right?
What do you mean? I'm only treating him for rolling the highest number. And what Nancy said.
But, Skylar, this is a little weird. Him being our brother and all.
Are either of you the DM? I didn't think so. Let me do this. She smiles at you and kisses you on the cheek. Thank you for a wonderful night. All right, little bro. You get to refill your hit points and mana, and you get a +5 to your initiative. Oh, and as a bonus, whenever you come back to this town, you have a fuck buddy for life.
What?
Looks like our little bro is having one hell of a time compared to you three.
That is so uncalled for. Can we at least have something?
I mean, I guess I could have you two make an uncommon loot roll. Go ahead and do that. Okay. You both find a chest in the inn, and the innkeeper allows you two to take an item. Morgan, you find a dusty old book with ancient writing inside. Kate, you find an iron shield with strange markings along the sides. Nancy, you find a well-crafted longbow.
Well, that's something at least.
Awesome! Next thing I want to do is find out what these markings mean.
Can I even use a bow?
All right. Now that the entire party is happy, you all receive a letter closed by the seal of the elves. What would you like to do?
I want to open it and read it.
As you read the letter, you notice that it states that the elvish queen invites the three heroes that saved the realm to her castle for a feast. If you decide to go, there is a luxurious carriage waiting for you. Would you like to go?
Hell yes. Oh, this is so cool.
I do. They might be able to decode the markings on my shield. Oh, they also might be able to translate your book and figure out what your bow is all about.
I grab my new bow and follow these two.
Okay, so you all decide to go. You get into the carriage and have a peaceful and beautiful ride through the fields of Nerun. It's beautiful. Oh, gorgeous. As you go over the last hill, you see a huge elvish castle with beautiful fabric flags and the elvish crest flying high in the air. You approach the very front of the castle as the queen walks over to escort you inside. She's wearing a dark purple robe that completely covers her body. Welcome to my castle, fine heroes. If you will, please follow me. What do you do?
It would be rude not to go, so I walk over to her, bow, and follow her.
I will step out of the carriage and smile, slowly spinning around and looking up at the walls. Then I will follow Morgan.
When in Rome.
The queen waits for the last hero. Really? You're just gonna get out and not say anything? Just follow them? Fine. So boring. The queen escorts you all to the main dining hall. Here we are, the dining area. Please, feel free to sit wherever you would like, especially next to me.
I'm going to sit at the table right in front of her. That way I can look directly at her, comfortably, instead of having to turn my head.
Ooh, that's smart. I'm going to do the same thing.
I'll sit to her left.
And little brother will sit to her right? Good choice. As you all sit down, the feast is brought out to you. I do hope you will enjoy. The beast was killed this morning and cooked especially for all of you. As she says this, the queen reaches under the table and softly squeezes your thigh, brother. Because you two are lower than the table, both of you notice this.
I look at the queen. Your grace, why did you ask all of us here? You could have just sent us a gift or two.
She looks at you and smiles. Well, that wouldn't have been enough, seeing as how you all saved us from sure death. She moves her hand up and down your leg. very slowly.
I start to turn red. But Your Grace, we didn't have to come here. A simple thank you would have been enough.
She smiles again, but that still isn't good enough. She starts to move her hand to your groin. You turn red and quickly stand up. Okay then. The queen looks at you. What is the matter, fine hero? So you quietly tell her that her touch is embarrassing? I see.
I quickly step in. Your Grace, we came here for a feast. We had no idea your intention was to do our male companion.
I back her up. Yeah, you could have just invited him instead of us all. This is very weird for us to see.
Ah, I see. I am truly sorry for this inconvenience. It's just that your brother is so dashingly handsome. She takes off her robe to reveal her perfect body. Being an elf, she's very athletic with exquisite abs and perky tits. Her nipples are poking through the silk she's wearing. It's just that I am so lonely, and I want to be ravished by your sexy brother.
Okay, Sky, this is going way too far. And look at him, he's getting really embarrassed by this.
Don't be embarrassed, little bro. Skylar's just being weird.
Is this how your family always is?
What do you mean he's embarrassed? I'm pretty sure he's enjoying it. Can't you guys see the bulge in his pants?
Oh, shit. Do you really like this that much?
Big brother? Why are you turned on? This would be really embarrassing to me.
It's perfectly, natural to have that kind of reaction.
But he isn't you. He actually likes this. And he likes my actual touch. Don't you? My dirty little boy.
Whoa, what the fuck, Skylar? He's our brother. Why are you touching him like that?
That is just sick, Sky.
But he seems to enjoy it. Just look at him. He has his eyes closed, and you can tell that his face is full of enjoyment. You like your big sister touching you, don't you? Yeah? I heard you last night, moaning my name while you jerked off. You like it when I softly squeeze your dick.
Skylar, fucking stop it. That is so disgusting.
Morgan, there's no need to be violent.
Ouch, Morgan, what the hell? That seriously hurt.
Well, you deserve it. Why would you touch him like that? Nancy, no offense, but this is a family matter.
Jeez. Okay. I can take a hint.
Oh, come on. You can't tell me that you never thought of fucking our own brother. I know Nancy has. Look at him. He can't even look at us because he knows he enjoyed it too. Didn't you, little brother? You like it when your sister touches your rock hard cock.
Skylar, fucking stop! That's wrong on so many levels.
Oh, but Kate, he moaned your name too. And Morgan's. This dirty boy jerked off to his imaginary four-way with his own sisters. I even heard Nancy's name in there. Maybe he wants all of us. I mean, four hot women. Can you blame the boy?
No, he didn't. That's gross and you know it. You didn't do that, did you, brother? Brother, you didn't, did you? Brother.
Guys, it's not the worst thing in the world. In ancient times, it was quite normal to.
Shut the fuck up, Nancy.
See? He isn't even looking at you. He's so red. It's okay, little brother. You're still a virgin too, aren't you? Oh, it's okay. Don't be embarrassed.
Big brother? Is this true? Do you jerk off to your three sisters and their friend? You do.
But that is just wrong.
Oh.
Why would you do that? I understand that you get horny at times, but your own sisters?
I try to explain.
Morgan, just shut up. I know you fantasize about him too. Don't think I don't hear you calling his name. You come the most when you masturbate to our brother.
Is that what you were saying that one night? I couldn't make it out.
Well, but, I mean, he... But that's... I mean, oh God.
And Kate, I've seen you staring at him when he gets out of the shower. Don't you two act like you're better than him. Both of you know that you would fuck your brother the first moment you got. And besides, we really do have some big assets. I mean, Morgan, you have the big, rounded ass of a goddess. Kate, your tits are fucking huge. Nancy, I know you are just here for Morgan's company, and your dick-sucking lips are perfect. And I am the best. Nice big tits and a rounded ass. It's okay, little brother. I can show you a good time.
No, I mean, I don't think he should have only one teacher. I guess I could show him as well.
And this would be a great time for Kate to learn as well. They could both lose their virginity together. With Nancy's help? I mean, you are bi, right?
Yeah,
but...
Oh, no. No buts. I noticed him staring at your chest when you weren't paying attention. Katie, you go first. The first one who gets to taste his hard, throbbing cock. Wow, little brother, you are much harder than I expected. Come here, Katie.
But what if I don't like it?
You will.
All right. In that case, fine.
Damn, Katie. You're good at this. Look at him. You're making him feel so good. Oh, shit. I need to touch myself. Oh, God. It's so fucking hot.
You want some help with that, Skylar? I mean, I do know my way around a woman.
Oh, fuck, yes. I've seen you on Morgan. Go right ahead. Oh, God.
Don't leave me out of this. Come here, little brother. I need you to eat me out. Oh. Oh, my God. Oh, I didn't know you could move your tongue like that.
Oh, God, you were right. He tastes so good.
Oh,
big brother. Can I please fuck you up? I want you to pop my cherry.
I wanted to be the first to fuck him. Holy shit, little brother. It feels so fucking good. Come here, Sky. I need you to kiss me.
Look at you, little brother. You get to be with all four girls at once, and three of them are your sisters. Lucky you. Let's just take off our clothes, shall we?
Can I be adopted into this family? God, you guys are so hot.
Please, big brother, go easy with me. You like them, don't you? My big tits are all for you. No one else. Oh, fuck. Big Brother. Oh, your hard cock feels so good inside me. Oh, Big Brother. Oh, you feel so good.
You're getting fucked by your brother, Katie. How does that make you feel? His rock-hard cock driving deep into your wet pussy. The warm feeling it gives you. Nancy, come here. Let's both play with each other while we watch.
Fuck yes. God, this is so sexy. I'm dripping fucking wet.
Really? Fucking good.
Just wait. It gets better. The longer it goes, the better it feels. Sky? What are you doing, you dirty devil?
You didn't think I would want to help my little sister get off? Silly you. I bet you taste so good. Sweeter than honey.
The girl does have two hands after all.
Oh, shit. Oh, God. Oh, shit, Big Brother. Oh, you're getting me so close. Oh, I'm right on the edge. Oh, please don't stop. Oh, please don't stop. I'm about to come. Oh, fuck yes. Fuck me. Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck. Oh, yeah. Oh, wow. Oh, that was fucking amazing, Big Brother. Oh, what is that? Oh, Big Brother, you just came inside me.
Yummy. Kate, you better eat his cum before I do.
You want me to suck on your big cock now, little brother? You do, don't you? I thought so.
Pulling out kind of hurts, but fuck, that felt good. Thank you, Big Brother.
Kate? Can I clean you up?
You want to? I've never had a girl. I guess today's the day for firsts.
Oh, it's still wet with Katie's own cum. This mixture will be nice.
Hey, don't leave me out, Sky. Let me try some of it.
Big Brother, can I kiss you? Yeah. You're so warm, Big Brother. Do you want to taste me? Nancy, let's give him some of both of us. Here, you made me come so much that the least I can do is let you have some.
If he wants, I have plenty to share.
My turn. You want this little pussy, don't you? Yeah. Fuck my little brother. Oh, fuck. I love feeling you slipping that far.
You like your sister's pussy, don't you? You're a good kisser, too. Don't worry. My pussy and I. You can have either. Or
no, come on. That is nice.
Can I get some of that, Skylar?
Oh, wow, little brother. I can feel you deep inside me. Oh, your cock feels so good. Yes. Fuck me. Oh, fuck me. Fuck me hard, little brother. Oh, yes. Yes, yes, yes. 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 Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Oh, ha, ha. Yes. Yes, 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 yes. Ah. Oh, fuck. That was amazing. Oh, God. That was really good.
Now then, that's two down and two to go. Look at you, little brother. Your beautiful cock is still hard. I can tell someone wants to make sure to fuck all his sisters and their friend, but I want to go last. Nancy, you're up.
Do you want me to? I can't say I haven't been dying to try. Let me just ride you facing your feet. You have the perfect cock for that. God, I can see why the other girls were yelling. Morgan, can you do that thing you know I like?
Of course, Nance.
Fuck. Fuck. Fantasy of all fantasies. Brother and three sisters and I get to be in the middle of it. Oh God, Morgan. The combination is going to make me...
Now, I'll give you the choice. You already fucked three pussies. So would you like a fourth pussy? Or would you like to fuck my ass? My ass is super tight. AKA, it's never been fucked. My ass is... Come on. Oh, shit. Oh, shit! Oh, fuck. You feel so good inside me. I needed this, fuck. Oh, fuck.
Morgan, could you please eat me out? There's still some big brothers come inside me if you want it.
Fuck yes, I'll eat you out, little sis. Why don't we do a little triangle? We can all have some.
Yes, please. Show me. Yes, please, sister, make me come again. Oh, yes, that feels so good.
I'm so fucking close, baby.
Oh, Nancy, come here.
Fuck me.
Don't have to ask twice.
Yes,
yes.
Keep going, amazing. Oh, you like feeling my cum drip down your balls? Wait, you didn't come? Oh, we better change that.
Sky, do you mean a four-girl blow? Because that sounds amazing.
How would that work, though? I mean, two could fit, but all four?
It'll work. Sky and Nancy can share his balls, and we can lick his dick up and down, and up and down. Yeah, little brother? You want that, don't you? Fuck, I want to do this so badly. I'm already wet again.
What a fucking hot idea. Just like real incest porn.
Come on, you two. He needs this.
I want you to come in my mouth. I'm your dirty little sister. And I need to taste your gum.
You can do it. Feel all these tongues all over you.
Come on, little brother. I can tell you're so fucking close.
Come on, we want to taste your cum.
Yes, big brother. Yes, 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 yes. That tasted so fucking good.
Oh, shit. Little brother, you had so much cum that you gave Nancy, Morgan, and I facials.
Come on here, Sky. Oh, let me lick it off. You even have some on your nerdy glasses.
Let me lick you clean, Nance.
My turn, Morgan. That was honestly the biggest fucking load I have ever seen. Granted, I haven't seen that many.
You are one dirty fucking sister.
Big brother, we have about 2 more weeks until Mom and Dad get back. Could we do this again?
Can I stay the 2 weeks?
Fuck yes.
Then I'm super happy. And I'm glad you were my first big brother. Even though you came inside me, I'm happy. And if you did impregnate me, I'm okay with that.
Whoa, even I'm not that dirty. But don't worry, we'll keep your secret if that does happen.
I agree. Now that that's done, can we please get back to playing the game? I want to fuck up the Elf Queen for even trying that with my little brother.
And what does this bow do?
Of course we can continue. And it's only 10:47. Almost lunchtime.
I already had my lunch. I love you, big brother. Whenever you want me, I'm all yours.
Mm.